Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The city and the nation marking 24 years today since the 9/11 attacks. Terrorists flying four hijacked planes that day flew two into the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center here in New York, one into the Pentagon, and one that crashed in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Our Glenn Shuck is outside the ceremony remembering those lost in Lower Manhattan.
Families holding flowers, gripping photos of their loved ones, walking into the September 11th memorial for yet another difficult tribute. Wendy Lansky survived running from the North Tower, the 29th floor. Her first thing she wanted to tell me, though, was that she was disappointed in the turnout here today.
I notice on the big dates, the 10-year, the 15-year, the 20-year, there's more crowds, there's more press. On the non-significant years, so to speak, there's less, and I would love to change that because it should be in people's hearts and minds every year and every day.
Later this afternoon, there will be a separate tribute at the Glade within the memorial to honor those who are sick or have died from 9/11 illness. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here at the September 11th memorial.
And that memorial still going on in Lower Manhattan with family members reading some of the names, and we take you to that memorial now.
Robert G. McCarthy.
Stanley McCaskill.
Katie Marie McCloskey.
Juliana Valentine McCourt.
Ruth Magdalene McCourt.
Charles Austin McCran.
Tony L. F. McDay.
Matthew T. McDermott.
Joseph P. McDonald.
Brian Grady McDonald.
Michael P. McDonald.
John F. McDowell, Jr.
Iman J. McAnini.
John Thomas McCarolyn, Jr.
Daniel Francis McGinley.
Mark Ryan McGinley.
William E. McGinn.
Thomas Henry McGinnis.
Michael Gregory McGinty.
Ann Walsh McGovern.
Scott Martin McGovern.
William J. McGovern.
Stacy Sennis McGowan.
Francis Noel McGuinn.
Thomas F. McGinnis, Jr.
Patrick J. McGuire.
Thomas M. McHale.
Keith David McKeffey.
Ann M. McHugh.
Dennis J. McHugh III.
Dennis P. McHugh.
Michael Edward McHugh, Jr.
Robert G. McIlvaney.
Donald James McIntyre.
Stephanie Marie McKenna.
Molly L. McKenzie.
Barry J. McKeon.
Evelyn C. McKinney.
Daryl LaRon McKinney.
George Patrick McLaughlin, Jr.
And my uncle, William Reed Bethke. Uncle Billy, you were more than just uncle. You were an older brother. We miss you and never forget.
And my big brother, Andrew Ira Rosenblum. Andrew, you had such a vibrant personality. Anyone that you encountered, when you spoke to them, they felt valued, they felt seen, they felt loved. Your laughter still echoes inside all of us. Our ever-growing family, we love you, we miss you, we remember you. You will never be forgotten. God bless the United States of America.
And you're listening to the ceremony commemorating the 24th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, family members reading names of the victims there. And in the years following the attacks, 9/11 began to become a day of service where volunteers gather to turn a day of tragedy into a day of doing good. Our Marla Diamond is at the USS Intrepid on the west side.
Rows and rows of volunteers started their workday packing boxes of food.
You packed more than 1,260,000 meals!
Jay Winnick founded the Day of Service in memory of his brother Glenn, a volunteer first responder who rushed to the towers to save others.
It's very gratifying to see that we really all can come together and lift each other up.
Shirley Williams came with a team of 45 co-workers from Ion Analytics.
Everyone says New Yorkers are a little rude, a little, you know, but it's great to see everyone come together for something good, and I think a lot of the country can learn a lot from people in this room.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Intrepid.
And our Sophia Hall is at Point Lookout on Long Island, where a ceremony there honors the Long Islanders lost in the attacks.
Brian Power's voice begins to shake. His eyes fill up with tears as he talks about his friend who died on September 11th.
I was teaching in Long Beach City Schools at the time. We actually could see the strike from the building window. The worst part is that we couldn't help anybody.
Karen Lazar spent 9 years working at the 9/11 Memorial. This day hurts her heart.
In the years that I spent there and telling everyone's story, I lost all of those people.
Diane Gesswin's husband died from a 9/11 related illness.
For the ones that died that day and the ones that are still dying, it's on and on.
Many people stood by the water and prayed for their loved ones lost. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM and Point Lookout, Long Island.
And of course, stay with us here at 1010 Winds. We'll continue our team coverage of the ceremonies throughout the day. In other news, we're following an update in connection to that brutal killing of a couple in Queens. An arrest has been made. Police saying 42-year-old Jamal McGriff, a sex offender parolee, was picked up in Midtown after detectives tracked a stolen credit card from the Queens crime scene. They say he used one victim's card at the Regal Union Square before officers spotted him around 5:40 in the afternoon near West 44th and 7th Avenue, and they took him into custody. Investigators believe McGriff forced his way into the Belrose home of Frank and Maureen Olton on Monday, killed the couple, set a fire, and stole two phones before he left. Police say McGriff has 19 prior arrests. His charges are pending as he sits inside a Queens precinct.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.